Hello and welcome to the Courageous Heart Podcast. My name is Heather Warren of Blossoming Heart Guidance, and this week's podcast is talking about how accessing our privilege or knowing our privilege can be the key to our service in the world. So there, depending on your circles or where you have, you know, heard about privilege or whichever, chances as a kind person or kind heart, it's something that you do consider subconsciously or consciously in your life. And it maybe even brings in things like guilt or even gratitude, you know, might even be coming in there as far as your blessings. But it is there in the psyche at a fundamental level, on a soul level. We don't like inequalities. And we also don't like suffering. So we're sort of left in this conundrum of what to do with our privilege. And there's various types of privileges. I'd like to even describe it as, you know, where we've received more support from the world, where we feel we have more capacity, whether it's to earn money or to belong or even to be loved and accepted. It comes in many forms and in ways we may take for granted, myself included. I'm saying this personally as well. So, and at various points, like there can be privilege of being in your 20s versus being in your 40s can also have different privileges, right? So it can depend on age, stage of life, and vulnerability. Where we feel vulnerable is where we don't feel the strength of privilege. So this isn't about shaming or pointing fingers or saying, you know, how dare you have privilege over something else. It's more about really why it's important to be aware of it and why, how can it benefit you even, you know, in your path? Because chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you care about being a big heart in this world. So it's really, you know, trying to look at it and going, how do I work with this? Because I've seen this with people who avoid their privilege. They don't want to admit it, or they avoid it, or they're ashamed of it. They sometimes play small and they will hold back their own personal power or strength or capacity to be able to make a difference. It's as if there's a false belief that if you just be ego humble, then you don't have the responsibility of that privilege. And to me, that's sort of a cop-out. And it's also not helpful. And, you know, there should, at the fundamental level, if you do feel that you are being given a lot, it's a chance to give back. So there's many levels, you know, even the privilege of being the popular person at school, or there's even a privilege of being the quirky one, right? And that people think you're cool in that way. So what I'd invite you to do is actually to consider, you know, one area that you feel privileged about, and could be around money, but I would say it could be many different things. It could be ability, it could be talents, it could be that you live in a safe neighborhood. Things like this that we, again, take for granted as far as living a peaceful, happier life than some, and turn it into acknowledgement. You know, acknowledge the privilege, acknowledge the blessings, giving the gratitude for it, becoming aware of what does this privilege give you? You know, how has it benefited you? How do you benefit from it? And really give gratitude to the universe that for whatever reasons, you know, whether you could call it past life karma or whatever, you are gifted with this. It's not to take away your own suffering or that you struggle. Everybody struggles. And that you may have other areas you don't feel privileged in. But when you focus on, yeah, I've got a lot of support and strength here, then, and really have gratitude for it and see how it benefits your life, you're more aware of where others may not have this privilege. And becoming more aware of your environment, your surroundings, how you engage on social media, being able to, you know, be able to walk in the world without fear of being attacked verbally or physically, things like this, being able to go, wow, you know, I can look at another and say, I can see that they don't have that same privilege. And then I can even come from a place of deep, deep compassion. And this is where we work our karma out, or this is where we have a chance to be able to learn more about love and unconditional love and universal compassion is then we can go, well, what can I give or do, whether it's to this person or community, that's not demeaning or taking away their dignity or making presumptions or assumptions, but that I can actually tune in and go, how can I help this person receive this privilege? How can I share the blessings so they feel better, lighter, happier in life? And that's where your true power, heart power, comes from. That is where you can show up and be the blessing the world needs. When you're in the mindset of sharing and consideration and compassion and empathy and true self-acknowledgement of what the universe is giving to you to support, and how do I share this with others? So this can translate in so many different areas of your life. You can take a look at for example, I would say that I've walked as somebody with certain areas that have not been privileged, you know, and yet I still know my privilege. I still know I did get the chance to go to university. I've even had the privilege of having free time where I don't have kids in my life that I've had to raise. So I understand with other women, they have more stressors in this environment or that capacity. So I want to use my time wisely, right? And make sure that I'm using it in service for others, as well as fulfilling myself, you know, choosing to be happy within myself and being of service to others, you know. So I just invite you to take a look at it this way, you know, and really question, how can I open up and use my strengths to be of service to others? And I will guarantee that it will bounce back to your soul, where you actually feel deeply satisfied when you're giving from that place of strength. So I hope this gives some pause and consideration to reframe privilege, not from a place of guilt or hiding your gifts or having to be falsely humble, but how to work with it to be of many blessings to many people in the world. And that is truly what you're here to do, is to share that gift with others. Thank you, and looking forward to connecting with you at the next podcast next week. Check out www.blossomingheart.ca, where they are posted on a weekly basis on the homepage. And if you need any support in your journey as a kind go-getter to come back to yourself, recharge your batteries, get clarity within as to what is right for you, instead of overgiving and draining yourself and not considering also loving kindness towards yourself, please contact me, and I would love to support you. Have a wonderful week.